Parashas Ekev is the mitzvah of Yochalto v'Savato v'Rachta. It's the mitzvah of venturing, Berach HaMazon. Before I speak about an inyan that's a lomdash inyan in Berach HaMazon, I wanted to talk about not a bracha, not Berach HaMazon, but Berachas Me'ein Berachas HaMazon, Berachas Me'ein Shalosh. You know, the Berachas HaMazon is constructed, or initially was constructed, of three brachas, and after the Haruge Beitar, those that were killed in Beitar, the city of Beitar, were nitin l'kfura. So the fourth bracha of Kriya Shema was established in the Kriya Shema, in the Berachas HaMazon. The bracha of Atoy v'Ameitiv, because it was Toy that they were eating the Kfur, and it was Ameitiv that nobody was, that people didn't die from the, there was no disease or, that came after. Over there's a bracha, we have a Berachas Me'ein Shalosh. We know that on the Shivas Haminim, there's a special bracha on Shivas Haminim, the Peiris of Shivas Haminim, and on the Minei Dagon, the five Minei Dagon. So there's a special bracha of Berachas Me'ein Shalosh. We call it Al HaGefen, Al HaMichya, Al HaEitz. So I wanted to discuss a little bit about this bracha. A little bit about this bracha. So first, L'maisa, the Shita of the Rosh and the Ritva, and the Oid Rishayim, is that the bracha Berachas Me'ein Shalosh is a bracha deraisa. We know that the bracha that they're really the Shulchan Aruch paskin, the Rambam paskin. There are two brachas deraisa. All brachas are derabbanan, except Berachas Hatayra and Berachas Hamazon. Of the Rishit Sarash and the Ritva of Ahavir Rishayim is that the bracha Me'ein Shalosh is also a bracha which is a deraisa. And this has many ramifications. L'mashe. The halacha is, it's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say a person ate something that is b'chuyav of bracha v'ein shalosh, which is not toich ha-sudah. And then he went and he washed, and he ate a sudah. Does Berachas HaMazon pata the bracha of Me'ein Shalosh? Let's say it's the fact that he benched Berachas HaMazon, will that pata the bracha of Me'ein Shalosh? Or not? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch similarly brings two shittas in this. Shavuot is in Reish Ches, Sifim Zayin. Bracha Gimel. Now, it's the reverse also. What about the other way? What about if a person? It goes the reverse too, but I'm not. That's not. Shavuot doesn't discuss this. Rishon discusses this. Let's say a person benched Me'ein Shalosh. He made an Al HaMichya. Could that pata pass? The Shitas are Ritva, the Shita of the Shita Mukubeses, and the Meiri, the Brachas, they all say that if you, let's say you made a Me'ein Shalosh, let's say you made an Al HaMichya, and you were Mukhuif to bench. The Shitas are Ritva, the Meiri, and the Shita Mukubeses is that you were Yetz. You were yaitz. Now lechera, this is the ritva l'shita. So the ritva holds that Berachas Me'ein Shalosh is also a deraisa. It says that both chiyuvim were be'etzem lechiyuv deraisa. So the Me'ein Shalosh pat is the bracha. What about the reverse? What about the first case? The Shulchan Aruch says as a Berachas Gimel. Let's say Berachas HaMazon. Berachas Gimel, the actual Gimel brachas. Ein a poiteres Me'ein Shalosh. It doesn't pat the Me'ein Shalosh. Shem ochel daisa, the person ate daisa, meaning dogon, a dish of dogon. Ein gunas amazin poitrosa. Avol biyayin. Bircha shloisha poitrosa. Shem berach ala yayin. Gunas amazin b'mokam ala gefen yotz. So the Shulchan Aruch brings that if you bench, so it doesn't pat the main shalosh. Only main shalosh you pat, this is yayin. Okay. What about tomorrow? We know that the Gemara says that tomorrow are also amazing. They also give sustenance. They give, they're amazing. So the Shulchan Aruch says, who adin in berach al ha-tmorim, berach ha-mozim, b'mokoim al ha-eitz yotza. Even if you only made one bracha, you only made the first bracha of Azon HaSakoel, so you patted the Mei Shalosh. So, if you look at the Be'agoyla, the Be'agoyla says he doesn't understand. L'maisa, the reason why you don't have to make a bracha, why if you bench on tomorrow, on dates, if you bench on if you're eating dates, you will yoy, it says because tomorrow is Azon. So meaning Dagon are also Azon. It's a kal v'chayim that it should work, and the Be'agoyla says in Lamed is Zayin to Rochok the Vaday Hadayis amazing Zayin Yoisim and Atmar Shari Kovayla Hakomim Birchas Bori Minei Mizayis V'Loi Mistafina Aminu Mashakos of Rabbeinu. This is the Loshon of Rabbeinu Yoyna Avol B'Yayin. That's also who had been Bedaisah like all Loi Si Yalo Shad Bor, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah passes. Mishnah Berurah passes that it will be. Bishmur says, "Vidav the ladina iskimu kama akrenu shaleki dasa mechaber el the daisa b'chein kol shul mimine dogon b'diyevet b'chas amazim koshros." But other things, lamashul. What about other things? Other fruits or things like that? Let's say lamashul leface. You have grapes, and then you bench if you're eating grapes. So you b'chuyif to make an ala eggs on the another. So over there, I wouldn't pata. The only fruit that I pata would be tomorrow. Oh yeah, but of the other brachos, I would pata. This is the shittas Shulchan Aruch. Now, l'maisa, there's bichlal a very interesting shmuz. The yimachuyif to sit, and yimachuyif to make a birchas mein shalosh b'mokam where you wait. The halacha is that by benching, the halacha is that a person is mechuyif to sit in kaimai where he ate. A person is mechuyif to bench where he ate, and he's mechuyif to sit in kaimai. So the shaila is that true legabe the din of what? Legabe the din of mayan shalosh. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Kuf Pei Gimel. Tzarech leishev b'shoa shemivorech. When you're benching, it doesn't make a difference how you ate. You mechuyif to be sitting when you're benching. Okay? So the Shulchan Aruch says the reason why you're supposed to sit by benching is because you have to be able to be, you need kavan, you have to be mechaven yoisim. Okay? And the halacha is also, the next halacha, Sif Yud, Yeshayim Shigam Birchas Mein Shalosh Tzarech Loim Rabbi Yosha. As I state in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Pei Gimel. Okay. Now, the Tosfos says another time. Tosfos says the time that you have to sit by benching is because benching is a deraisa, and the Yosef said deraisa. They were mechayiv you to. They were mechayiv you to sit. Okay. And he says a very interesting thing. He says he brings from Arisha, Rabbeinu Moshe Albert, Balatosis, that Sheikh the Achalta of the Savata Uberachta, he says, you don't dash in the Pasuk, the Achalta, the Shave, Ace Uberachta. Rishas, you're benching, you mechuyif to sit. The Achalta, the Shave, Ace Uberachta. There's places in the second places in the Nalapa of Mezim Bronx. So, Nogdeta, L'chayra, the fact that I have to sit in Birchas Mein Shalosh, L'chayra, the reason why I'm going to be sitting in Birchas Mein Shalosh is L'chayra, if I hold that as the Raisa. L'maisa, the Mandu'ama who says that you have to sit in Birchas Mein Shalosh is the Rambam. And the Rambam is the one who holds the Birchas Mein Shalosh is the Rabban, not the Raisa. So, L'maisa, the acronym is this question. And Mishnah Berurah said the Shulchan Aruch is before this. Yushar Tzitz Mechab the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring the Shulchan Aruch wants to say like this, that Birchas Mayin Shalosh is the etzem of bracha that's a Mayin of a Dereis. Since it's a Mayin of a Dereis, it could be that the Chacham will machmir on that bracha also. They will machmir that bracha should also be the Mkoymai v'yeshiva, the Mela, even if it's not Mamash of the Dereisah, but it's a Mayin of a Dereisah, or it is Mechum. This is Birchas Mayin Shalosh. It comes out of this, that Lamaisa, Noch the Shittas are Rishayin in their hole, must bench. If I'm a sufik, if I bench, what am I mechuyif to do? I'm mechuyif to bench again. Yeah? I'm mechuyif to bench again. What if I'm mechuyif to? What if I'm a sufik if I made a birchas mayin shalosh? So then you had a problem. What are you supposed to do? Because lemaisa should still hold to the rabban. The shittas hold to the raisa. Halacha lemaisa is very negedik halacha. Halacha lemaisa, the Shabbat Paschal, the places before, we bring the Paschal to those places, that one is mechuyif to eat more of that min. You should eat more of that min, and if you eat more of that min, then you can make a Birchas Mayin Shalosh. Let's say you don't have more of that min. So the Mishra, you should eat from another min, you're going to have to make a Mayin Shalosh, and over there make the Birchas Mayin Shalosh. Azoi lahalom. Because lemaisa, you're stuck because there's some shittas that hold the suffix deraisa. This is not like a suffix derabbanan. This is really a suffix if it's a deraisa. The suffix is deraisa. There's also a very very interesting shmuz that I think is a timely shmuz. There's a tour that talks about the Shulchan doesn't bring it. It talks about the bracha mayin shalosh. It talks about the nusach bracha, and he says like this: the yesh oimrim v'noichal mipirya v'nisba mituva. What do we say? We say the bracha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave us. You Ashur Kalkala by saying send the Tavu Khava, right? Was by Mituva, right? Left of the period was by Mituva to eat of its payers, he gave it to our father. And then we ask him about Bakasha, that we should be Noichal Mipiriyav, it is by Mituva. That's the Bakasha in the Grah. Zok the Tur, the Yeshurim, the Noichal Mipiriyav, it is by Mituva, the Ein Lemra. You should not say it. She'ein lachmoid ha'oretz b'shvil peireha v'toiva elo l'kayim ha'mitzvah sa'tuliyus bro. You shouldn't desire the oretz for its peiris. You shouldn't desire it for the tuva oretz. Hagam v'toira is m'shabeh the oretz. It's eretz of eschol of udvash. And in the beginning we say, al shal hapa lav eset eretz kam v'toira ruchava. Shal hapa lav eset lechon v'piris b'mituva. Right? So we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was manful. Oh, but the Torah says you shouldn't say it. Zok debach and interesant tzach. And Lemaisa, you could bring more rayas to this. And Lemaisa, we know that the Gemara says, why do my listeners pasher? The Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a Monsaita. The Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into the Arts. What do I want to go into the Arts? Lechel Tiria, he was in Saba. He the Paris, that's a derisive thing. Also, the Gemara says that the reason why there were no Peres Ginoisa in Yerushalayim is because when they were Oilo Regal, the Gemara and Sotom says that they shouldn't say, oh, it was Kedai to come just for the Peres. That's what, because that's not how we Mishabeh the Arts. Of the Zoch de Bach, a half of the Gezach. Tema, haloi Ktushas ha'oretz ha'nishpas po miktushas ha'oretz ha'elyoinahi nishpas. Gampe peroi seho she yoinkim mikdushas hashchino hashechenes bekera v'oretz. Zok debach, the reason why we mishabeach the peris is not because there's something physical about the peris, but fakeret, it's really a kedusha that comes from the Yerushalayim Shomayla, from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shoichin in the oretz lomayla, the oretz of al yoinu, that's a hashpoi in the peris of lomata. Ki al kein hizir va'omar b'soy parshas masay v'lo yisitamei es ha'oretz asher atem yoshvim bo asher ani shoychein b'soycha ki ani Hashem shoychein b'soych b'nei Yisrael va'omar em sitamu es ha'oretz nimsheches ha'tumma v'gam b'peiroi seho ha'yoyim ki mimeda. If they're metame the oretz, the peiris themselves have no ashpah, they don't get ashpah milamayla. It's not going to be something that whenever the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael, the land flourished. And when the Yidden left Eretz Yisrael, it was desolate. The land left, the Paris didn't go nothing. But some pshat that when the Eretz is sheiching with Klal Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael, the Baretz Hal Yoyin, it's much bigger than the book. Mele, the Bach says, you should say, the Neuchel Nefer Yidin Yisrael Mituva, as I should do, the Mishpur brings, that the Akhbarim say that, that it brings the tour that you shouldn't say it, and he says that there's nothing wrong with it. You could say it. He doesn't say it. Definitely do say it, but he says there's nothing wrong with saying it. He doesn't say it. So the back of the Torah, that's what it is. Okay. Now, the mice, I wanted to talk a little bit, so stick maybe a lumdish in. There's a very, very interesting, in Berachas HaMazon, there's a very, very fascinating Haggah from Rabbi Kivegi in Shulchan Aruch. I'm not going to say the whole shtickle. I mean, I'm going to say the whole figure, but there are many parts to what we discussed. But I want to discuss a little bit about what Rabbi Kivegi declares. The Shulchan Aruch says the following thing: Shulchan Aruch paskins, which is something that's obvious in the Gemara, that a cotton is chayiv midrabbanon kidei lechancha. A cotton is mechuyev in birchas hamazon kidei lechancha. We're all familiar with the Gemara, the Chafam and Beis and Brachas, where the Gemara says that if a cotton eats a shear of Kidei Sviya, he could be, and his father only eats a Gezaya, so he could be what? He could be Maitzi, his father, because they're both from the Rabbanon. A cotton skier is a Rabbanon and Aschinon. Good. Zoktigro. Mistapakna. Chabasofik. Ba'ochal v'yoim acherain shel shnas yudalit. Let's say he ate the last day of his the last day before, meaning the day erev his bar mitzvah. He was becoming bar mitzvah, let's say tonight. And mamash, he just ate before shkia, he ate, or before tzeis, he ate agantz sudah. Okay? So now, when he ate, and he finished eating before tonight, he was mechuyev in benching with the raisa and the rabbanon. What? He was mechuyev with the rabbanon. Now there's another shem. The chiyev of benching, and I'll read it inside in a moment, just to give the background. The chiyev of benching, is it on the achila? So it says, I eat an amount that's kidei sviya, so I'm mechuyev. Or is it the fact that I have satisfaction? In other words, is it, or do I bench on the achila, or am I benching on the sviya? On the fact that I've chalta v'sovata. Achila is a way. The sviya has to come through an achila. So if the div is on the maisa achila, so when was this maisa achila? Maisa achila was a cotton. But now comes now, and everybody's still full here. So he's full. He's full. He's always a bar mitzvah. He's full, and he had an achila. So, is he mechuyev now with the rice? How does the shayla, what would be the nafkamina? Let's say he benched, he ate, he was full, he benched, now comes the night, when as a cotton he benched, now he's a gadol, is he mechuyev to bench again? Let's say he only benched with the rabbanon. But he didn't. What? He should bench again, now he has a chiyev the rice. He ate Kidei Sviya. Now he's satisfied. Thus, Rabbi Kivegi's Hashayla. And I want to read through Rabbi Kivegi's Hashayla. Now, you understand that Rabbi Kivegi's Hashayla is based on a premise that's an interesting premise. Because we know that there's a whole shmuz, and we'll discuss it a little bit, in terms of a Chiyav Midrabbanan patering a Chiyav Derais. Yeah. Lemoshu. Kam's Lel Shabbos. Yeah. Comes Lel Shabbos. If Tosfos Shabbos is a Derabbanan, and you make Kiddush. You go and you make Kiddush early Shabbos. Yeah, now comes the night. You mechuyev to bench again. You mechuyev to make Kiddush again. Now you have a Chiyuv Derais. You only bench with a Chiyuv Derabbanan. You didn't bench. You only said Kiddush with a Chiyuv Derabbanan. So how are you allowed to bench? How are you allowed to make Kiddush? So we're going to. And I'm going to give you a few different scenarios. We're going to go through a few different scenarios. But I want to read the Rukhvega. And he shtels to what the Magen Avraham says on, there's a Rav Tuvia Mivina that's brought by the Mordechai in Megillah, that discusses this issue. He discusses how Yosef was a Saginar. How did he? How is he Moitzi B'nei Beisoy? How is he Moitzi B'nei Beisoy in Kiddush? Because he's blind. Since he was blind, so he's only Mechuyim B'nei Rabbar, and B'nei Beisoy Mechuyim B'nei Raisa. So how can he pack? So let's see what Rav Feger says. So Rav Feger, this again, the suffix is Azoy. The cotton went, the last day he was a cotton, he ate. And he ate to, he has a full stomach. Mistapakno bo'ochal b'yoyim acharoin shal shnas shvito. La'es erev, koidim layla, u'betchilas ha'layla shnasagod la'dayinoin nesakel ha'mozim. The food has not been digested yet, not yet been digested. Im mechuyiv midereisa levorech, is he mechuyiv midereisa levorech? V'im nido in the Huda Raisa. Oh. So that first shayla is, does he have a chiyuv deraisa? Oh. So now what we're going to say is like this. Oh. So let's go with the hanocha that what? The premise that the chiyuv benching is not the mice of the achil, it's a mice in the svi. It's a brach, it's a chiyuv on the svi. So he's mechuyuv in the raisa.
Yeah. Yesh loyma de im beirich koydim halayla. Dikishe hichshich sorich lachsaru levarich. Kivon de beid and de beirach moi hoye chayiv min atayra levarich. Eini yochel lifto chiyuv shel derais. He can't pater a chiyuv derais. He's only a mechuyuv derabon. Ayin mogen avrom simin reish samach zayim sif kotten alav divrei amaskel b'tzorachim. Was heist the mogen avrom goes on this rabbi meidini he brings in Hilchos Kiddush and he asks the kasha. He says, it's no good in Tovim Mivinu. Why? Because you see that a cotton can't be Mavara for his father, so the Rabbanan can't pater in their eyes. Okay. So the Mogen Avram disagrees with this Tovim Mivinu that a Rabbanan, in Tovim Mivinu, wants that a Rabbanan to pater in their eyes. So, yeah, he says no. The Mogen Avram says that's not true, but a Rabbanan can't pater in their eyes. A Rabbanan will not be able to pater in their eyes. And therefore what? And therefore, if we go with that Mogen Avraham, so how can he pop it? He's Mechuyiv with the Raisa, and he only benched the Rabbanan. So he's Mechuyiv with the Raisa, he should have to bench again. Is everybody following very simply? He should have to bench again. He's not that Mogen Avraham. So the Mechuyiv seems to be saying, like that Mogen Avraham, that a cotton, yeah, or a cotton benching will not pop it. Yeah. Now, the Shaila is, if that's the case, what's the stuff? He brings the Mogen Avraham, but the other question. What was Rabbi Kivegi's suffering? Kivegi's flies with Tzarachim. Yeah? Tzarachim, the angel. Okay. So, and he says, he ends like the Azoi with Tzarachim and Levim. So let's understand something. So, how about Rabbi Kivegi? Rabbi Kivegi, Chlor Paskins like the Mogen Avraham. And I'll prove to you, Rukvegi and Nukus Kiddush, Rukvegi says, you come home from Shul, and what, you already died in Ma'ariv. You already in Makabal Shabbos. And in Ma'ariv, you were Ma'az for Shabbos. So the halacha is, Midereisa and Kiddush, you're already Yoytza with Dvorim Ba'alma, right? If you were Yoytza with Dvorim in Kiddush, right? So now you come home, and your wife didn't daven. Let's say your wife didn't daven. So she's Mechuyiv Midereisa. So how do you pass? So Rukvegi says, you say good Shabbos to your wife. Say good Shabbos to your wife, so that, and then she says good Shabbos back. So good, so she was Maske Shabbos. Well, she's Maske Shabbos, and then what? So then, it's only a Durabbanan. So you see, Rukvegi is held like the Mogen Avraham. So what was Rukvegi suffering? What's his suffering? He held it. I don't understand. He's saying, assume that his benching now is a Durais. Right? His benching now is a Durais, and his benching before was a Durabbanan. Did a Durabbanan pater a Durais? What? No, that was his original assumption. His suffix is assuming is a deraisa, right? So what's the suffix? You already passed it. Nishna den. Rabbi Kivegi mefurish passes. 100%. Okay. 100% Rabbi Kivegi passes. In a very similar case, he passes la halacha. That there's no suffix that is zikha not yoytze. What's the case? The case is as what happens, okay? If someone becomes a gadol on Rosh Hashanah, he becomes a, his bar mitzvah is Rosh Hashanah. So if you look at this at the Sefer Yoytzur, who was the Kivega's Rebbe? And Kivega was Magia on the bottom of the Sefer. He goes and he talks over there that he clears a shaila. Yoytzur clears a shaila if a person was gadol Rosh Hashanah, and he says no, sir, he discusses a case where if you hold like the shittas of Rishonim that you hold like the shittas that it's me'es la'es, if a person becomes bar mitzvah me'es la'es not, in other words, let's say somebody was born 13 years ago, but he was born tomorrow afternoon 13 years ago, so we passed him Pashas that he becomes bar mitzvah today, even though really me'es la'es, really 13 years in a day is really the next day, but it's part of his day to day. And Kveg is Magia on this, and Kveg says, I'll give you a scenario where you have the same problem. If a Katan went, he wants to bring out a Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, with a Chavches, but the point is, if a Katan became a Gadol in the middle of the day, and he heard Kiyas in the morning, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he brought Shtei Sayers. Zotim Kveg, in such a scenario, since he was only Mechuyev Midrabanan in the morning, so he has to have Tkis again. If he brought two sizes, he became a Gadol Bada in the afternoon. So what's the din? The halacha is he became a Gadol in the afternoon. So he says, if he heard Tkis in the morning, he cannot be Yaitzi after he has to get Tkis again. So we see that in Kveda held, that which you did when you were a Katan doesn't patch you when you were a Gadol. What's a Sufik by Benjamin? What is Kveda Sufik by Benjamin? This is the question. So we have a problem over here. We have two. We have one thing we have that the Kveger Benjamin Kveger Paskins like the Morgan Avraham, and he Paskins seemingly consistently that meaning I can't talk to you if I'm only a Darabon and you're a Darais. And we also find that he says I can't even talk to myself, right? If I heard this in the morning and I become a Gadol in the afternoon, that doesn't talk to me in the afternoon either. And over here, the Kveger is discussing what? Rabbi Kveger is discussing where he went and he benched when he was a Katan. Will that happen later? How does Rabbi Kveger even have a suffix? Rabbi Kveger's understanding, his logic doesn't allow for such a suffix. This is the question that begs a very good answer. So, B'kitzur Nimrus, I wanted a title like this. The truth is, there's a chayodon that answers the question that the Magen Avraham asks on the Tuvim Yomim. The question over here is like this: how do we make early Shabbos? If the Magen Avraham is correct, the Tuvim Yomim is shver, right? So that means, so how when I make kiddush on Shabbos and Shabbos early, and Kaiser Shabbos only Drabonon, how come I'm not looking to make kiddush again? When it comes late, because I only had Kiddush when there was a Durabonar, right? If I'm a Kabbalah Shabbos early, so that's only a Durabonar. So now it comes the night, I'm a Chuyim B'derais. And over there we don't have a problem. Over there we don't have a problem. And over there, if Kveger does not point to that, you'll let it go. You can do it. It's good, yes. So on this Magen Avraham's question, the Magen Avraham asks the question, the Durabonar doesn't partner with Derais, so Kot is not allowed to partner his father. But we can't partner with Derais. How can I make Kiddush early? So the Chayyadim says a fascinating thing. The Chayyadim says two things. One, the case of a cut and pottering his father, being mighty his father, right, in benching, is person A pottering person B. That's one case. But over here, it's me pottering myself. It's me making kiddush. I already made kiddush. So that's a different. That I'm allowed. That I can. That's what the chayyadon says. And the chayyadon gives a dugma. Gives a very, very difficult example. You know what his example is? His example is when you build a sukkah. Let's say you make a shechiyana when you build a sukkah. So you don't want to make a shechianu when you sit in the sukkah. You made shechianu. You weren't even mechuyev. You made shechianu before the yantar. Those are the Magen Avraham. So you see the same thing you do with kiddush.
The Magen Avraham is a very difficult Magen Avraham. What does it mean? What does he say? What?
What's the psush now? What does it have to do with sukkah, with shechianu? What does it have to do? So let's take it. Let's take what the Chayyim is saying. And I just want to. It makes us. It's a long mishnah, but I think it's an endless. It's an endless. I want to title it like this. Now, you understand that Kvega is still difficult because if you can say that what the Chayyim said that what it makes a difference if what if I'm pottering myself or you're pottering me. That doesn't help me for Kvega because the Kvega has like Rosh Hashanah. It's me listening to the tkiyas, and it's me got to listen again. It's me to be again. So the chayot is not good in the tkiyas. So I want to title this. What is the logic over here? What is the logic that kiddush works? How could kiddush work earlier? Well, nice, it's only a drabbana. What's the thing is, I did it arguably. The teretz is also. There are different types of brachos. Limoshel. There's a bracha or a mitzvah, plus a ma'isa mitzvah. I have to do A. I have to do an action. Then there are mitzvahs or brachas, okay, that are a response to a situation. Meaning, say that the bracha is chal on a chayfis. The bracha is chal on something. Thus, hey, kiddush is a bracha. Kiddush is chal on Shabbos. It says, I'm mekadesh the Shabbos before Shabbos starts. So what I think the Magen Avraham means is like this. The Magen Avraham means, I mean the Chayyada means in the Magen Avraham. Once I already made kiddush on the Shabbos, so it makes no sense, even if it was only a Darabonah, of a Maisa kiddush it was. It doesn't make any sense for me to be mekadesh the Shabbos again. Shabbos already had a kiddush. This Shabbos already got kiddush. I'm not mechuyev the rice. I already was mekadesh the Shabbos. What's the example? The example is shechianu on a sukkah. The same thing. What, I'm going to make a shechianu now? The Yom Tov came? Oh, but this sukkah already, I made a shechianu on this sukkah already. That's what he means. What he means is that I can make a shechianu on the sukkah earlier and it's already a shechianu on the Yom Tov. Why is there a shechianu on the Yom Tov? The Torah says, but I already made a shechianu. This is shechianu already was following me at this Yom Tov. I'm not mechuyev anymore. I wasn't mechuyev then, Teretz says, but it's like it lands. The shechianu lands on the Yom Tov already, even before the Yom Tov. That's what I think the Magen Avraham means. Of a tkiya shofar, it's not the pshat that the yoyim had a tkiya. Tkiya shofar is a ma'isa mitzvah. So when I did the ma'isa mitzvah, I did it as a kohen. I have to do it as a gadol. I wasn't yoytzer tkiya. In other words, there are two types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah like venturing, like kiddush, which the pshat, the yoyim gets the bracha, has the bracha. Oh, but the Kiyah Shofar is it just a Maisa Mitzvah? Do you serve as a Maisa Mitzvah? I did the Maisa Mitzvah as the Rabbana, now I'm doing the Maisa Mitzvah. I'm not going to do the Maisa Mitzvah as the Raisa. It's not the fact that the Yoin had a Kiyah. If Kiyah Shofar would be a Din, that the Yoin requires a Kiyah, this Yoin already had a Kiyah. That's not the case. The case is I have to hear the Kiyah Shofar. Well, Rabbi Kivega is not sure. So I think this is Rabbi Kivega's suffering. Kiyah Shofar is what part of a Mitzvah? I already blew shofar. It's just a ma'isa mitzvah. Ma'isa mitzvah. You can't say I already blew already. I'm mechuyev now in the rice. What's kiddush? Kiddush is the pshat. I make a bracha on the yayim. The yayim already has a bracha. Those are polar opposites. By kiddush, the pshat is I already was the kaddish to Shabbos. The Shabbos already has kiddush for me. By kiddush shofar, I said no. I didn't do. I only did a ma'isa as a kohen, not as a kohen. Vegas sofik is what's benching. Is benching the pshat? It's a bracha. Is benching the pshat when I have sviya, I'm mechuyev to be mevorich. Or is the pshat that I'm mechuyev to be mevorich on a sviya? The sviya, the fact that I'm satisfied, a bracha is chal on that. So I already benched. This sviya already had a bracha. That's Rabbi Kivega's question. That could be the suffix in Rabbi Kivega. Now, Rabbi Kivega's question is, what is benching? Is benching like kiddush or is benching like kisha? That's the shaila that Rabbi Kivega is. Could be that's the tzarachin over here in the Mogadah. So just the kids and immigrants. I think that might be the kaiach in the Mogadah. I still have 2.5 minutes. I want to say an interesting word. The man should like two ba'av. The young people of Israel, the test for ba'av. We said over it last night. Tu B'Av, the Tes Vav B'Aleph Beis, the 15th letter in the Aleph Beis is the Samach. Spoke on Tisha B'Av that Samach represents Samach Hashem B'Chol Anochim. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is Samach Anochim. After all the Filas, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Samach. So Tu B'Av is the Yoyim. We call Yisro with the Sulais go with the Mechayel. It's call Yisro on the Mechayelis. And it's Pasha, it's the Nechama. It's the Nechama of after the Nefila of the Churban, it's the Nechama. That's when a young, the Dantag Yisrael, he tests Vav Ba'alef Beis, like the 15th letter in the Aleph Beis, the Samach. The Samach Hashem Lechol Anoifu. That's the Pshat, the 15th, we said over the 15th Brach in Shemane Esrei, it says Samach Dabar Avdecha. That's the 15th Brach, that's the Brach of the Geula that Mashiach Tzidkenu should be my fear. I just had a machshava. I want to say over Meshech Chochma. Fascinating Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma is a kasha. The fourth bracha in Birchas HaMazon was which bracha? They were misakin in a haruge beta. It's a tova meta. When else do you make a tova meta? Make it a meta when you mishana from yayin to yayin to a better yayin. It's the shayla. Frek remains simple. What's the shaykhus for this? I thought about anything for that. I thought about anything. Why tackle a dafka when you mishanam yayin is bazunder a din that you that when yayin toy the tag is not that type of method. He says, what's the pshat? There's an arich, there's a whole column in the Meshech Chochma. I would say, the kids and the moves. The Meshech Chochma says there were three brachas in Kriya Shema. The three brachas in Shemir, Kriya Shema, was Azonas HaKel, their bracha punkt. From the, it was a bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin for the Oichle Hamon. Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin the bracha of Chatur Savato Virato Azones Hakol is the bracha of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha in the Midbar Hashkocha Nisus in the Midbar that Kali Yisrael got the money. The second bracha is Al Ha'aretz Val Hamazon. That's the bracha on Eretz Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Einayim are on Eretz all the time. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is constantly mashgiach and dealing with the Oretz Mamish, the Oifin Nisi. That was a takkona from Yeshua. The third bracha is Boinim Yerushalayim, is the bracha from David HaMelech, is the bracha David HaMelech was misakin, David HaMelech does it at the Hashkocha from Yerushalayim. Pasadim Shah, all three, the brachas of Krishma was the brachas of Birch HaMazon. Our brachas that Moshe, Yeshua, and David were misakin for one thing, to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship to Klal Yisrael is Ba'ifin Nisi. It's Ba'ifin Nes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu begolui of Klal Yisrael. Comes a fourth bracha, the Haruge Beta. After Haruge Beta, after Beta was destroyed, Klal Yisrael was ready, they were mamish thrown out of the land, they mamish were tzibrochim. And they thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's it. They were never going to. That's it. They just turned away. They threw them away. And they weren't going to. They were never going to be able to survive. That's it. The Hashkocha and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was over. But when they saw the Haruge Beit, they were covered. They saw that even through the Hester, even in Golos, not only in Gula, not only when it's for Ifanisi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yad is still alive in the other three away. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yad is still on Klal Yisrael, even though it's not clear, we don't see it, it's behested. But at the end, we'll see the Haruge Beit. That doesn't apply to Tov HaMetiv. Zokim Me'esimcha, that's why Tov HaMetiv is a takon adach on Yayin. Because Yayin is the mokim where Klal Yisrael is mavdil itself from the goyim. The common Harasha said that if a fly falls into the Yayin, they'll take it out and they'll drink it. But if a goy touches the Yayin, they wouldn't drink it. That's in the pshat. That's the mokim havdol of Klal Yisrael and Umis Ha'ilam. That's why the same Hatovah Meitiv, which is the pshat that Klal Yisrael realized that even through the Hester, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkoch is with Klal Yisrael, the same thing is in Hatovah Meitiv and Yayin. That's why they were misak in Hatovah Meitiv and Yayin. That's the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even after the Nefila, even when we think we mamish fell to the lowest point, Nofla, as there was a Nefila from Klal Yisrael, Abu Leisoysif, Nafla Leisoysif, Kum Besulas Yisrael. Can be read two ways the Pasuk. Nafla Leisoysif, the Leisoysif Kum Besulas Yisrael. As Klal Yisrael will no longer get, will never get up again. The real reading is Nafla Leisoysif, because Klal Yisrael fell,
and they can't fall any further. They're not going to fall any further. Kum b'sul as Yisrael, Klal Yisrael will get up. That's the bracha that's over there.